Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe. And Brian, first, let's get to some news and notes of the day. We know yesterday Jabbar Gaffney went down with an injury. He was back on the field today, not playing, but two more guys went down today.
Yeah, one on defense, one on offense. Tavon Wilson, the rookie safety, and Stephen Ridley, the running back, both went down. Looked like possibly ankle injuries, but hard to tell for a good hour as the practice wound down. They were not involved. So much like with Gaffney, as you said, we won't really know the extent of these injuries. Gaffney, it was a good sign that we saw him. He was in sweats, but we saw him. We'll have to see come Friday with Wilson and Ridley if there's anything to read into that.
Certainly, we'll keep an eye on it. Hopefully more good news to come. But let's jump right into our extra points. Start us off, Brian.
Well, I'm going to talk about Aaron Hernandez here. You know, last week when the New Orleans Saints were around, it was Rob Gronkowski, Jimmy Graham week. And Aaron Hernandez was mentioned here and there, but he got overshadowed by these two great tight ends. Aaron Hernandez is having a phenomenal camp. I think he could be a real X factor, maybe beyond an X factor, but he's having one of the best camps, most consistent camps, among all of the offensive players, I think, on the team. He could be a real dynamic weapon. Now, we saw here on Thursday, he went down a few times, gets his ankle tape retaped and looked at by trainers. So we've seen in his career there's a little bit of that injury factor. But I think if this guy stays healthy, he is going to be perhaps the most dynamic, versatile weapon on this offense. He's been really a lot of fun to watch, made a catch in double coverage today. Actually, it was a play that Tavon Wilson got hurt. So he's been an exciting player to watch, and I think it could be a real exciting, dynamic year for Aaron Hernandez.
Right, and I don't think there's too much to look into, you know, getting his ankle taped. He did kind of, you know, bend his leg a little bit, but he was certainly looking sharp in those cuts and the one-on-one drill, so probably not.
Every time a trainer takes a look at him, he's right back out there a couple minutes later.
Certainly. Well, my extra point is that we definitely saw the true definition of tough love today when Coach Belichick sent Julian Edelman and Nico Kudavitis back to the locker room with a little bit of a skirmish broke out. Not a big fight, certainly not the ones we've seen the past couple of weeks, but definitely rare to see those two guys packing back to the locker room. There were still about 45 minutes left to practice, too, so that was just something interesting. Obviously, I think Belichick has said, I've had it, and I think it was a good lesson learned.
I think tough love is exactly the way Deion Branch put it after the practice, but you're right. What was unique about it wasn't that two players were skirmishing. It was that Belichick gave them the heave-ho right away and sent them off the field and never to be seen again.
No questions asked. Don't pass go. Don't collect 200. That's how it went.
That's right. You got to imagine a lot of eyes will be on Edelman and Kudavitis on Friday, see what the reaction is after that.
Right. Well, certainly gearing up for the preseason game on Monday, so tension is always a little bit high.
Right.
All right, well, that will wrap it up for this segment of Toyota's Patriots Today. We'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.